Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
You've heard about it for years, and you've come to accept it as fact. But is it backed by medical science? Or is it a story repeated so often that it's taken on a veneer of truth?
Medical fact or health and wellness urban legend? We ask the experts in debunk or detruth and come up with an answer you can trust. This week, we investigate two completely different topics.
Let's begin with a problem that exists only in our heads, literally. You ever hear a snippet of a song that somehow gets stuck? That your mind plays over and over again? A song you just can't seem to get rid of?
Some people refer to it as an earworm, and although it's not physically real, it can feel as pesky as any insect that burrows its way into your life. Is there such a thing as an earworm? We put that question to Dr. Robert Zatori, professor of neuroscience at the Montreal Neurological Institute and Hospital at McGill University. Some people have described the experience of having part of a song stuck in their head for a few days or even weeks. As a neuroscientist who studies the effects of music on the brain, is that even possible?
Yes, it's certainly possible, and people often describe this. In fact, it's been given a name. Some people call it an earworm because it's sort of wormed into your ear and it's just stuck there. When we've studied, I suppose we could study it in terms of what we might call musical imagery. So it's a form of musical imagery where the imagery has sort of gone off the tracks and it's running under its own steam. But normally we use this musical imagery ability every time, for example, we think about a favorite tune. You can sort of imagine it and hear it in your mind's ear, if you will. And when we study that, we see that the parts of the brain that are active are in fact the same parts of the brain or portions thereof that are active when you're actually hearing the music. So in other words, the auditory regions of the brain are in fact active even in the absence of sound when you're imagining music. And so something like that is no doubt what's happening when you have a song stuck in your head, is that that program, if you will, is running a little bit without much control. The best solution for it, from what I've seen, is to try to listen to something else, or even better, if you play an instrument, actively play it, or else sing it out loud. And if you sing another song, it will tend to replace the earworm. Now, of course, the new song may then get stuck in your head, which is perhaps just as bad, but at least you will have replaced the annoying one that might be there.
So, according to Dr. Robert Zatori, a neuroscientist at McGill University, yes, there is such a thing as an earworm.
And now we move from our heads to our hands, specifically our fingers. Ever crack your knuckles? I physically can't, but I've seen and heard Lorraine do it.
Cracking your knuckles is a common habit for many of us, and maybe you've heard the rumor that it can lead to arthritis. Is that true? We asked a Harvard Medical School professor for the answer. Our expert, Dr. Robert Schmerling, is also clinical chief of rheumatology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Can we really get arthritis from cracking our knuckles?
Great question. This comes up all the time. I'm asked frequently by patients. And there actually is some data on this to attempt to answer the question, believe it or not. The short answer is no. Cracking your knuckles is not a recognized or clear cause of arthritis. There may be other reasons not to crack your knuckles, including not annoying other people. There are rare reports of people dislocating their fingers or causing ligament damage from doing it. But by and large, it seems to be harmless. The best data comes from a couple of studies that looked at habitual knuckle crackers and comparing them to people who reported never cracking their knuckles, and there didn't seem to be a big difference in terms of arthritis. And one of the best reports I've seen, or at least most entertaining, was an arthritis doctor who, just by habit, cracked the knuckles of one hand throughout his life. And well into his advanced years, he got x-rays of both hands, and his hands had equal amounts of arthritis on both sides. And he actually wrote this as a letter to one of the major arthritis journals as proof that knuckle cracking does not cause arthritis.
So, according to Dr. Robert Schmerling of Harvard Medical School, no. Cracking your knuckles does not cause arthritis. If you're not sure whether something you've heard is accurate and backed by medical science, email us your medical myth or health urban legend at takecare@wrvo.org, and we'll try to get an answer for you.
On next week's show, vitamin D has been called the sunshine vitamin, and many are also calling it the most promising nutritional supplement in terms of its potential to boost our immune system and prevent cancer. A Harvard researcher shares the latest findings. Plus, you've heard of the polar vortex. Now, many are saying a pollen vortex may make this the worst allergy season ever. A nationally known allergist explains why.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.